Welcome to the 155 Election Podcast. Interviews with candidates running for mayor, city council, and school board trustee in Hamilton, Ontario. Episode 135. Colleen Wicken, you are running for city councilor in Ward 14. Welcome to the 155 Podcast.
Thank you, Joey, and thank you for having me.
Firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
About myself. Well, let's see. I've lived in Hamilton all my life. I've lived in what is now Ward 8 for 37 years. I'm married. My husband is at home. He doesn't work anymore, so he's retired. I have two stepdaughters, and I'm looking forward to getting back into City Hall.
Why are you running?
Well, since I left City Hall in 2018, I've had many, many phone calls, not only from my Ward 8 neighbors, but from Ward 14, as I did represent those people for all those years that I worked for Terry for 9.5 years. And they are very discouraged because they don't get any response from the offices or from Terry himself.
Do you live in Ward 14, yes or no?
No.
Does it matter if one lives in the community one seeks to represent?
It depends on the situation. As I said, I represented Ward 14, including Scenic Woods, which was one of the additions when they did the ward boundary review. And the people in Scenic Woods often called about snow removal. Even though they were Ancaster, they called about snow removal and concerns for their children that went to school in Ward 8 because they couldn't get over the snowbanks and they were just little toughers. I took a lot of calls and fielded a lot of issues from Scenic Woods area.
How have you contributed to your community and our city?
Well, it's a long list, Joey. I was appointed to the Superintendent's Advisory Committee, or SAC, for Division 3, which is the largest territory to cover in square miles and is the Hamilton Police Service Division that covers all of H-WOD and Flamborough and Glanbrook as well. During my tenure with SAC, I graduated from the Civilian Police College. I worked in conjunction with a number of area crime managers. I attended a number of annual and biannual budget meetings on behalf of the councillor. I'm also currently volunteering with Hamilton Out of the Cold, helping feed those that are marginalized within the city. I was instrumental in developing the Mohawk College Liaison Committee, MCNLC, in 2006, which remained in place until it was disbanded in 2018. I formed the Bonington-Buchanan Mohawk Southam Neighborhood Association and sat as chair from inception in 2005 through to 2018. I sat on the Status of Women Committee, currently a member of the Women's Canadian Club of Hamilton. I'm a member of Friends of Ocmar and Save Century Manor. During my tenure with the Hamilton City Hall as Chief of Staff in Ward 8, I was fortunate that the sitting councillor gave me full responsibility in dealing with the actual running of the ward and the budgeting process. As Chief of Staff in Ward 8, City of Hamilton, from 2009 to 2018, I worked with constituent issues on a daily and ongoing basis 7 days a week, disseminated the above to various staffs for action, responded to all constituent calls and concern, controlled the calendar and meetings and schedules, compiled daily, weekly, monthly status updates for the councillor and the ward, maintained an accurate record of constituency, maintained and controlled cell phone usage, controlled equipment and boardroom scheduling, liaised with external senior executives and constituents, organized air and hotel accommodations for the councillor, as well as car service when required, accounted for expenditures with regard to the Ward 8 annual office budget, controlled the advertising budget and print ads, controlled the then $1.5 million area rating fund, controlled the $100,000 discretionary budget, wrote motions regarding expenditures from the above two funds, wrote motions as required regarding changes to procedures and bylaws, composed dedication material and speeches, organized events, advertising, and press releases as required, dealt with public and media relations, visited constituents and attended events on behalf of the councillor, prepared special certificates for constituents, proofreading of extensive documents and agendas, organized public meetings and constituent days, briefed the councillor of ongoing issues within the ward, briefed the councillor of ongoing issues across the city of Hamilton as they pertain to issues that could affect not only Ward 8 but citywide, prepared meetings, meeting minutes and notes for various ongoing projects in the ward, volunteered on a number of ongoing ward projects, and liaised with Hamilton Police Service and community groups.
What are two of your priorities for Ward 14 and two of your priorities for Hamilton as a whole?
On listening to the constituents at the door, additional traffic calming measures along residential streets, and the development of a senior center within Ward 14. For the city priorities, it would be transportation and infrastructure, including conversion of the one-way streets. And we definitely need to remove the synchronized lights on Main and other major corridors. Further to this, all residents citywide need to be better informed on the current rules of the road as it pertains to drivers, cyclists, and pedestrians alike. We all need to have a better understanding of all the new road markings that seem to pop up overnight. Affordable, safe, and unbiased housing for all residents.
What are three skills you will bring to elected office that makes you the best choice to represent Ward 14 on Hamilton City Council?
Experienced, responsible, results-oriented leadership. After working for and with the residents for over 30 years, I have an extensive knowledge of the issues within the ward and the needs of the constituents and how to deal with these issues, giving the constituents a voice on council that has been lacking in the last term.
The following preamble leads to questions regarding honesty and transparency. Let's presume you are elected. During your first few weeks, you will be briefed regarding what City Hall refers to as confidential matters. We do not know what confidential matters are presently being withheld from the citizens of Hamilton. All four councillors first elected in 2018 initially voted to support the Coots Paradise cover-up, before three of the new councillors began voting against the continuing cover-up. The Municipal Act prohibits members of council from releasing information the majority of council declares confidential. With this in mind, what principles and advice will help you determine what information should be confidential and what information should be made public?
I would first have to defer to the Municipal Act guidelines and adhere to those regulations set forth in that section of the Act that governs council as stated. However, we have recently and are still going through issues that was or could have been life-threatening. With the Red Hill Valley Parkway, friction issues, and the Coots spill, I well remember Walkerton and not only wonder, but think of how close we have come to a catastrophe of this magnitude.
The Red Hill Inquiry will issue its report early in the next term of council. The revelations regarding how City Hall ignored problems on the expressway and the toxic culture at City Hall which silenced good people are shocking. How do you plan to review and consider the final inquiry report when the commission releases its findings and recommendations?
It's my understanding that after the in-camera meeting on Friday, parts of the report have been released to council. What remains to be uncovered needs to be digested, page by page, line by line, and should be done with in-depth scrutiny, but also with an open mind.
The construction of the B-Line LRT will begin during this term of council. It will be the largest construction project in Hamilton's recent history. How do you plan to respond to construction challenges and opportunities?
I've been down this road. Optimistically, one would think that the city, knowing what upheaval this will cause across our main corridors, would have a plan in place offered to all members of council with a concise response to both questions and issues that come forward from residents. But then I digress, because at this point in time, the city seems to fly by the seat of its pants on issues of this nature. Every major response is treated as ad hoc. If we are working as one team, we should have the same response to any given questions unless it's ward-specific. We should be supplied detour options along the route as construction progresses and should receive daily and weekly updates and responses to pertinent questions that may arise.
Before we turn to land use planning, let's have a lighter question. What is something interesting or unique within Ward 14 that you believe the rest of Hamilton should know about?
This story is the hidden gem of Ward 14. Mark Anthony Graham made the ultimate sacrifice on September the 4th, 2006, in a friendly fire incident in Afghanistan. He was the first Hamilton casualty of war since World War II. The park at Scenic Drive and Mohawk Road was renamed to the Mark Anthony Graham Memorial Olympic Park in honor of his sacrifice. At the top of the park, there is a memorial plaque, a bench, and a red maple tree that was planted in his honor. This holds a very special place in my heart, as this was the first local event that I planned. Working with Albert and Linda Graham and Captain Tim Fletcher of the RHLI, dignitaries included the Honorable Lincoln Alexander, local politicians, and Mark Anthony Graham's coach, Dan Clark. Queen C sang an amazing rendition of In the Arms of the Angels, The event takes place on the third anniversary of his death. Mark Anthony Graham and this memorable location was the first in Hamilton, but sadly he was not the only Hamiltonian that gave the ultimate sacrifice.
City Council decides land use planning and zoning. It decides where housing and businesses are located and the type of housing and businesses which are permitted in locations. There are two questions on this topic. The City of Hamilton is updating its outdated residential zoning bylaws. The zoning bylaws across Ward 14 are now decades old and do not conform with the provincial policy statement, Ontario's de facto planning law. With outdated zoning, the City of Hamilton is unable to present a principled planning position in front of the Ontario Land Tribunal. The new zoning, if compliant with the policy statement, will return local control over planning. What is your vision and how will you achieve it?
I agree, Joey. There's a lot that needs to be done in the updating. I would work closely with staff and ask for comprehensive review to see what lands can and cannot be rezoned.
Large commercial plazas are converting into mixed-use mid-rise development across Hamilton. There was one formal consultation conceptual plan submitted for a Meadowlands plaza. At present, there is no city planning policy specific to commercial to mixed-use redevelopment. What is your vision for this type of redevelopment, and how will you achieve that vision?
Ward 14, unlike downtown or East Hamilton, does not have massive shopping malls with the exception of Lime Ridge. And what we do have is Westcliff Mall and Harvard Square. Both are built on private property. The owners of these properties would have to be willing to entertain this type of development. We also have the Browlands waiting on low-rise development. The old Shadoak Hospital site has been and is in the process of being redeveloped, but again, townhomes and low density only.
Road safety is a significant issue in Ward 14, with numerous pedestrian deaths in recent years which have shocked and saddened the community. What is your plan to address road safety? Please provide three detailed specifics of your plan.
I believe that we need to make everyone aware of their responsibilities when it comes to road safety. Whether they are on the street, sidewalk, or in a parking lot, or on a bicycle, walking, or driving, people are just not paying attention. We see all these new markings on the streets, which I mentioned previously, that for the most part, people in general have no idea what they mean, and sometimes they seem to happen overnight with absolutely no notice or explanation. We need to ensure that when our roads are rebuilt or resurfaced, that every precaution is taken to ensure the safety of our residents and is used during the design phase and followed through with no shortcuts.
Turning to governance and expertise, let's use the idea that it takes 10,000 hours to master a skill or trade and apply it to being a municipal councillor. One person cannot be an expert in all matters which come before council for a decision. How will you gain the necessary learning to be able to make informed decisions? What reading do you do? What professional development will you look for? And what types of people will you seek advice from?
I recently read Arbitrary Lines by Nolan Gray about how zoning broke the American city and how to fix it. Needless to say, it was not what I would call a page-turner, but it did give insight into what is happening and the steps that we could take to fix the issues. I would work closely with the planning department staff, as it is their job to advise council and assist in helping them to make key decisions on what matters such as planning, development, and zoning issues within the ward. Our planning department employs both urban and rural planners, which will help to make the most of what land is available across Ward 14.
What are two changes you will propose to improve city services?
Property standards and snow removal.
What are two changes you will propose to improve quality of life in Hamilton?
Noise pollution, including cars and big trucks, and air quality.
It's 2026. The public record is writing a review of the four-year council term that is just ending. What three words do you hope we will use to describe your term on council, and what three words do you hope will describe council as a whole?
For me, I would hope it would be transparent, receptive, and understanding. I just love people. I really do. I love working with the constituents. For council, I hope it would be forward-thinking, unbiased, and productive.
Thank you. That's the end of the prepared questions you were sent in advance. Do you have any closing remarks that you wish to share?
I do, and it's just a bit of a I bet you didn't know this. Did you know that Hamilton in 1916 was the first city in Canada to go on daylight savings time?
I did not know that. Thank you. Lastly, how do people find out more about your platform and get in touch with you?
My website is wiccan4ward14.com.
This has been episode 135 of the Public Records, the 155 podcast. Thank you to the Hamilton Public Library for the use of their makerspaces to record these podcasts. Thank you to the readers and listeners of the Public Record for your support. You can visit thepublicrecord.ca to get more City Hall coverage, sign up for my City Hall newsletter, and become a member of the Press Club to keep me covering Hamilton City Hall. Thank you.